So hi everyone, and welcome to the this Fordham short term mobility info session. My name is Agnes Torcic and I work in the international office slash Fordham office. So I'm working partly with the Fordham issues, and partly with some other mobility issues here in the international office, and I am the person from here from JYU who you can turn to if you have questions regarding the Fordham short-term mobilities. And first of all, congrats to all of you for getting selected for short-term mobility. And today is the idea to go through some basic information regarding the short-term mobilities and to clarify what kind of information you can get from us and what kind of information you can get from your host university and course organizers. And we could get started. Just that much in at this point that I have booked an hour for this info, but I don't have that much to say. We won't need a whole hour for going through this. So if in the end you have any questions, you can ask it. I'm here alone from the international office, so I'm not able to follow the chat, at least during while I'm talking. So it might be easier to ask your questions in the end. But of course, you can write also in the chat, and at the end, I can also check from there if you have any questions. But yes, so the content of today's session is just to go through briefly what is happening before the mobility, mainly instructions about the funding and how you can apply for the grant, and a couple of words about the practicalities. Then couple of words about during the mobility and what happens after the mobility. So we are going to go through all of these briefly. And as I mentioned, I am recording this session, and it's going to be available for 2 weeks. And you will get the link after this session. I'm hoping to send it to you still today. And if you wish, you can put your video on. It's always nicer for me to see that there are real people on the other side of the screen. And as I said, you can ask your question in the end, or if you want also during the info, or then also you can just write in the chat. So let's dive into it and let's go straight to the funding topic. And immediately there is a bit of not so simple situation because there are two kinds of fundings. And for most of you, you're going to get the Fordham scholarship, but there's one course in this round of short-term mobilities. Whose students are going to get an Erasmus funding, not a Fordham funding. So if you are going to attend the Life and Vision Design Your Life course, you are going to get the Erasmus funding. And in the next slide, I'm going to briefly go through what you guys who are attending Life and Vision course, you will need to do. And all of the rest of you, please ignore what I'm saying. Don't get confused about all these things. We will move on to also what you will need to do, but please keep in mind that there are two different kind of instructions and kind of different kind of situations. So you guys who are going to attend the Life and Vision course, you are going to get an Erasmus blended short-term mobility scholarship. And that is €79 per day, and you can get it. The course lasts for 5 days, so you are going to get it for 5 days. Plus, you can get it for 2 travel days. And so altogether, you are going to get 7 times 79 euros. And you have the possibility, as in the Erasmus program, it is possible to get a green travel top up. So that means a one-time 100 euros plus 4 extra travel days. Green mobility means that at least 50% of your travel needs to be made in a green way. And green way means any other way than flying or taking the ferry or driving by car alone. Carpooling is allowed, and that is seen as green, but traveling by plane or taking the ferry, those parts are not considered green. And 50% discounted in kilometers, not time. There's more information on our website on the green travel, so you can click on the link and check out if you're interested, what it means in practice to travel green. And if you're interested, you contact me and you can then apply for the for this top up. This is an Erasmus blended short-term mobility. It's really important in this financing mode. Blended means that it combines an online and the physical activity. So you have the 5 days in Norway, if I remember right. But there is an online part of this course. You will hear about it from the organizers if you haven't yet. And it's really important to know that it is compulsory. It's not voluntary, the online section. It is just as compulsory as the physical part of it. And you guys who get this funding, you will be asked to fill out an application form in the mobility online system. Through this mobility online process that you will go through, you will be making a simple learning agreement for this course, and you will also kind of apply for the fund and get the grant agreement through this process as well. And you will receive a separate email from us with more information about this process. So, but this is just for you know, for students who attend this course, these are the steps that you will need to do. Like briefly, these are the steps. And then all the other students. So everyone else who attend other courses or who go to individual short-term mobility, you are going to get a Fordham scholarship. And this scholarship is to cover the approximate cost of your travel and accommodation and living expenses abroad. And this fund is, or this grant combines two parts, the travel grant and the individual support grant. The travel grant depends on where you're traveling to. So from Finland to which university you're traveling to, the further the university is, the more money you are able to get. The range is 180 euros to 530 euros. I will show you the exact the table where you can see which destination means what kind of sum. And the other part is the individual support grant, which is the same for everyone. It helps to cover living and food expenses, and it's counted based on a daily rate. I will also show this, and this is possible to get for 5 days, 4 nights. It's important to know that as students, you are responsible for finding your own accommodation and taking or funding, not finding, funding your own accommodation and meals. Your home university is going to help you or will let you know if they have some tips or how you should go about it. But in the end of the day, remember that you are always responsible to find your accommodation and then pay for it. So the home university is not going to do it on your behalf. And if you have any other additional expenses, the Alliance or JYU is not going to cover for it. So this is the full scholarship that you can get for the short-term mobility. And moving on. So here is the table for the travel grant. So if you go from JYU, these are the sums that you can get for each destinations. I'm sorry now, I'm missing Sibiu from here and maybe Norway. I don't remember if Norway has other. Yes, Norway also has another course. So I will, before sharing these slides, I'm going to put there the sum still, but the largest amount that one can get is are those who are going to Valencia is 530 euros. Agder is in Norway is fairly close, so it's not going to be that big sum. Sibiu, I don't remember now on top of my head, but I will put it here. I'm sorry, it's missing. And here are the, or here is the table about the individual support. So again, it depends on your destination where you are going. So if if you're going, for example, to Mainz, to Germany, for a 5 day course, you can get individual support 260. So just as an example, if you go to Mainz, you are going to get 260 euros plus 275 euros, and that's going to be the total grant. And I'm going to count for each of you the grant when I send you the grant form. So what is going to happen is that before your course is coming up, I'm going to send you a document, which is the confirmation of the grant acceptance for individual and collective short-term mobility. And in this document, there's another part, which is the consent to individual liability of a student during a mobility period abroad. And both of the parts need to be filled in and signed by you. I'm going to pre-fill in the grant sum and some basic information. And then send you the papers, and then you will need to send it back to me signed to a given deadline. I will always also say what is the deadline that you have to send the form back. And we aim to pay the grant in the previous month. So if your course is happening in June, we are aiming to process the grant in that way that you are going to get the grant by the end of May. Now, there is one or two courses already happening in March, and so it won't be possible. It's happening too fast, and our university and our financial department is not, our systems are not fast enough to be able to process all this in this speed. So those of you who are going to go on a course on a short-term mobility in March, unfortunately, you will get the grant in the end of March. So we are not able to process everything before that. And you are going to get from me the papers very soon. But this is the basic schedule. And yeah, I've explained here that we aim to pay the grant in the calendar month prior to the mobility. And double funding is not possible. So if you are doing an exchange during this semester, you are not able to get two funding for the same period of time. So keep that in mind, and you are going to be asked about it in the form. So you will need to say if you're getting another grant. And also, of course, if the mobility shortens or there's date change, anything happens, Then the grant will need to be partially or completely returned. So if there are any changes happening to your course, or if you need to cancel, you do need to let us know as soon as possible. And if your grant is already paid to you or it's in process, then we have to make the necessary adjustments. But this is just FYI, these things were more important to tell to the students 2 years before when during Corona so many things were canceled. But hopefully now nothing is gonna happen anymore. Also, an important note that if you are a student who is also employed by the University of Jyväskylä, it is not possible to receive a grant at all for this time, and it's also not possible to go on this short-term mobility course or event. People who are also employed by the university are seen primarily as employees, and remote work in JVU is not allowed. So it's not possible to go abroad and do something there. Or if you are another option is that if you went abroad, it could be seen as a posting from abroad, so not remote work, but posting from abroad, which creates an employer obligations and expenses to JYU, and these expenses need to be then covered by your sending department or faculty. So it's not the international office, and it is highly, highly unlikely that your department or faculty will pay those expenses to you while you are attending a course. So please keep this in mind. And if you have any more questions, there are instructions there or information on online. And if you have any further questions, then I advise you to contact HR, who will be able to explain more or give more background information about this. But this is very unfortunate because we know that there are students who are also employed, but this is practically impossible situation, unfortunately. Still, before mobility, a couple of things that you should take care of. One is the insurance, and there are some things about it already in the liability form that you are going to receive from me. So it is your responsibility to take care of an adequate insurance coverage, such as health insurance and an accident during leisure time, travel and luggage insurance. So you will need to take care of or of these issues individually, and we are also not advising you because this is a private issue, and you can look into the options yourself. And the university has a statutory insurance coverage, but is limited to accidents that happen during the studies or if there was an internship in case, but there are no internships right now. That are practical in nature. So if you have a laboratory work, if you're attending a course that has laboratory work, then you would be insured for that time. But otherwise, this insurance is not valid. And if there was an incident, then also it's good to know that accidents are reimbursed on a case by case basis. And also, in this case, to be covered by this insurance, this mobility also needs to be included in your study plan. So also that note on top of it all. Then we recommend you to have the European Health Insurance Card if you are eligible to have the European Health Insurance Card. And if you have one, of course, like do check the validity of it well before your course and see if it's going to expire. And we also recommend that you submit a travel notification to the Ministry for Foreign Affairs of Finland, so they know that if anything shall happen, something in the country or in the city where you're going to, then of course then Finland is aware that you are there and they can take the necessary measures to contact you and help you. So this is just all these just in case issues that you should take care of before the mobility. If you are a non-EU national, then you can travel with a Finnish residence permit to other Schengen countries, and make sure that you have both your passport and the residence permit with you. And if you need any more information about it, if you have questions, then please do turn to Migri, not to us, because we are not specialists of these issues. So it's Migri who can advise you and give you reliable answers to your questions. And if you're an EU national, then you are good to go, and you do not need any kind of arrangement such as visa or residence permit to go to the foreign partner countries. So moving on to the travel and accommodation, and I guess that besides the funding, this is the other big question that many of you have. I mentioned that it is the students who take care of the travel and the accommodation arrangements, but they agreed with other for them universities that always the organizing university provides some advice of how to travel there and what kind of accommodation you should look for. And all course organizers are going to have a course specific information session before the course. So now I'm having this information session to all of you who are going to different kind of courses during this period. So it is very generic, but then each organizer of each course is going to have an info session also for specifically for those students who come to their course. So you are going to get the course specific information as well. These info sessions will take place 1 to 2 months before the course. So for some of you for whom the course takes place only in the summer, there's still quite some time before you will get the invitation for this info session. About travel and accommodation, still just a word that you get the grant from us, and we will not need to have your plane tickets, train tickets, accommodation receipts or anything from you. So you don't have to keep them, you don't have to send them. Once you get the grant, you use it for the short-term mobility the best you can, and that's it. And you are also allowed to add extra days to your stay, so you can go there a couple of days earlier or you can leave a couple of days later as you wish. But those extra days are on your own cost, so we are not able to provide extra grant for that. And of course, if you are not just adding a weekend, but you are also planning to go there already well before, then you should also consider, of course, if you have some courses going on at that time still, then you should talk with your teachers if it's possible at all to miss your course. And again, I'm sorry, there's all the information on the slide again mentioned employed students. This is how it used to be before that, before we could get or we could pay for the employed students as well if they provided us the receipts. But nowadays, as I mentioned in a previous or one of the previous slides, it is not possible at all anymore. So that also I will have to update before I'm sharing you the slides. And then we arrived to the during the mobility part, and there's not much to tell about it. You will get more information about the course and their upcoming info session from the course organizers at one point. And remember that you go there to study or to familiarize yourself with a specific topic. So active participation and attendance is expected from you. And you will get a certificate of attendance after the course. And otherwise just enjoy the course and your time in the Fordham University. And now we get then to the last part, which is the after the mobility part. And here the biggest kind of topic is the credit transfer. So those of you who are going to attend the Life and Vision course, you are going to get 3 ECTS credit for that course, because this is how the Erasmus works. You have to have a learning agreement, and in a learning agreement, it's already defined that you are going to get credits for the courses, for the course that you attend. For the other courses that are organized during this period, those are not Erasmus funded, they are Fordham funding, and there the organizers do not have to give you credits for attending this course. Now, the fact that they are not giving you the credits, they are not going to give you a transcript of records. They are just going to give you a certificate of attendance. So just because you're not going to get a transcript of records, it does not mean that you cannot get credits for the course that you attend, but it's going to go in a bit different way. So you will need to provide information on the course that you attended. So you will need to collect up information. There is, of course, the information online, that basic description of the course. But once you get to the course, you are probably going to get some kind of schedule or information of what you will need to do to complete the course. Maybe there will be some pre tasks. Maybe there will be some after tasks. Some maybe an essay to write or something. So you will need to collect all this information and provide this information to your faculty, the educational coordinator of your program, or the international coordinator. So you provide this information to them, and based on that, they are going to look at the work that you have done and the amount of work that you have done, and they are going to decide how many credits you can be granted for the course that you attended. And remember that 1 ECTS credit corresponds to about 27 hours of work. So that's already kind of a week of work. Maybe indeed you will need to do some kind of work before or after, so it's possible that you can get maybe 2 credits, but that's usually the general, like maybe 1 2 credits for a intensive course like this. And also remember that the evaluation and the decision of how many credits you will get for the course will be done in JYU. So if you don't get a transcript of records, but you just provide all this information, then the educational coordinator is going to evaluate the amount of work and will decide. So it might be that someone else from a different university who attends the course will go back to their home university, and they will get less or more credits than you do. But I just would like to emphasize that it's always done. It's always decided within JYU how much you can get for the course, unless you have the transcript of records. And again, there is some information, a link, how you go about the credit transfer. But I just would like to emphasize that the credits are not going to transfer to you automatically. When you come back, you will need to do these necessary steps to get the credit. So the Fordham office, me, are not going to be in contact with your programs and so on. It's going to it's on your responsibility to do these steps. So that's something to remember as well. And then another thing we would like to ask is a report after the mobility. You will also be provided a link where you can fill in a report about the mobility that you had. Or if you wish, you don't necessarily have to do the report. Instead, you can agree to have some posts on the International Office's Instagram account. So if you prefer to have this option, then please contact the International Office email address and then agree with our intern that you will make a post and what is the schedule and you know all the details about it. So you will be able to then send some text and pictures to that address and our intern is going to post this on your behalf on our account. So that's also a very good option. And I think it's also very nice to see the pictures from these mobilities. And I am getting to the end of this info, so only the communication is left. So you can reach me or my colleagues from the Fordham email address for that fordham@jyup.fi. And if you would like to be in contact with the organizers, then there are the email addresses of all the other Fordham partner universities, so you can send them a message to those addresses if you, for example, have any question about the information session or anything else. We also have a Facebook group where if you wish you can join. I think for all collective short-term mobility courses there are a few of you going. So if you would like to, for example, find the others who are going to the same courses as you go, you can use the Facebook group. You can attend and ask around if there are anyone else is going to that course. Or of course, you still have the chance now to use the chat here to reach out to the people who are going to the same course and find each other, and you can then plan your trip together if you wish to do so. But that was it from my behalf. So this is now your chance to ask questions. And I'm looking at the chat. Yes, there's a question about the green travel as well. If it's only for the Erasmus funded courses or also for the others. It is actually also for the Fordham course, but unfortunately that one is very limited. So if you are going to get Fordham funding, the green travel is an option, but you only can get a one-time 50 € top up and that's it. So there are no extra days and nothing else. It's only 50 euros, and it is also first come first served. We have a number of these green travel top up available, and once it runs out, and then there's no more of that. So unfortunately, it's not really equal in these two fundings. Any other questions? There's a question if there's any information going to be about individual short-term mobilities. If you mean that by the organizer, no, or also like no other. So this information is for both for the individual and collective short-term mobility students. And those of you who are going for an individual mobility, then you just individually need to contact your host and maybe the Fordham office of that university and set up possibly a meeting if you have things to ask. Or for example, the individual short-term mobility students who are coming here, they are just sending me a message and I advise them just by email. So no like official info sessions coming up for the individual students. There's a question where you can find a green travel support application. There is information on the website. So once I share the slides, you will get the link. So there's more information also what you will need to do. You will need to make a travel plan and get it accepted by us. So we will check whether the travel is indeed 50% done in a green way. And then if it's okay, then we will confirm it to you that yes, you can get the top up. And in that case, we will count the top up into your grant. The recording will be out hopefully today. I will try to do it today. If not today, then on Monday latest. And there was information about the Erasmus scholarship in the very beginning. So if you are Tanya going for the Life and Vision course, then you will get the Erasmus scholarship. And I talked a bit about it in the beginning, so you will see that from the recording and from the slides. And also, if you get the Erasmus scholarship, I'm also going to be in touch with you and the others who are going to the same course separately by email to give some more information because the process is a bit more not difficult, but it has a bit more steps than for the others. From the receiving university, you should be expected to be contacted 1 2 months before the event. So there is still quite some time if your mobility is happening a bit later. However, if your mobility is happening already in March, I would be expecting it very, very, very soon. And if you don't hear from them, then it's also okay to send a message and ask a bit about it. If it's already very soon, your mobility. What else? You can also, of course, always open the mic and ask also like that. So, is there any other question? Still, you have a second to ask. Or otherwise, we can wrap up a bit earlier. And yes, now it's starting looking for other people going to the same course. But I was just saying that if you have any questions at any point, then just use the for them email address. You can always contact me also later through that. And I wanted to also, now it's nice you're talking about the courses there. I let you do that. I'm just going to say that there are quite many of you international students studying in international master's degree programs who are attending these courses. So I wanted to just say a word of not warning, but just a note that if you're a second year student and your mobility is in the summer, June or July, then you should consider this that it's so in the towards the end of your studies that I recommend that you contact your educational coordinator to see what is the timeline that you have to submit all your papers. Also, if you would like to apply for credits for this course in order to have your degree and graduation in time. So if you have your course in June and July and you are a graduating student, then please make sure that you are aware about the timeline and you can graduate in time, so that this course is not going to cause any kind of trouble with the schedules. Also, I noticed that many of you are saying I'm going to here or there. Remember that there might be multiple courses in the same place as well. So if you go, for example, I don't know, to Mainz, there could be even two courses organized during the same spring summer period. So you might want to specify what course you are going to. And there's a question still, like, can we apply for the Fordham scholarship twice? You can get the scholarship for the courses that you're going to. So if you are admitted to two courses right now, you're going to get the scholarship for both of the courses. But in the future, the University of Jyväskylä has made a decision to have some kind of limitation of how many times one can attend short-term mobility courses. So the limitation is one or two times per degree. There will be very soon more information about it on the website, and there will be also more information in which cases it's one and in which cases it is two times, but there will be a limitation. So in the future as well, you will be able to apply, of course, and attend these courses, but you will not be able to get the grant. So there will be a limitation regarding that. I'm going through the chat if there's any more question for me, but there seems to be mainly the yeah, no more questions for me. It's all about the courses. I kind of feel like that we are now probably getting ready here, and I think now also on the there are no more questions about who is going there. So I think it's safe to say that we can finish, and hopefully you have found each other already and in contact to discuss, and then there's still the Facebook group if you wish to join and find people through that as well. And again, the last time, you can always contact me on the Fordham email address as well. All right, thank you a lot for joining. Last question: the credits process and the final report will be provided to the program coordinator. It's usually the education coordinator of your faculty. But you can also ask from your program coordinator if it's maybe done differently with you, but the general guideline is that the credit transfers are done by the educational coordinator of the faculty, and you can Google it, like education coordinator in your own faculty, and you will find the right person. Okay. All right, I think, yes, thank you all for coming, and thank you for the questions. And be in touch. I will be sending you the grant agreements and other information, and you can also always contact me. So we will be in touch, and have a really nice mobility abroad. Hope it will be rewarding. Thank you, guys.